we got ourselves a marriage crisis in this country, and in the church. And here at Intentional Living, we see it. You've probably experienced it, maybe yourself. You've seen it in your community or your family. We can do better, and we're going to do better, and we're going to help you do better today. We're going to think about this together. This is the Intentional Living Center, part of Family Life Radio and the Intentional Life Media, where we have one goal, and that's to help you and your spouse, you and your kids and their spouses, those that you love and their spouses, to experience, underline the word, to experience their marriage and their life as God intended. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen and Gino and our Facebook friends. Thank you for joining us all around the world today. Share with others if you're interested in helping people in marriage today. I'm Dr. Randy, and I have a passion for this thing of helping you figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. And hopefully it sticks on me too, because we're all on this journey together, right, guys and ladies? If you look at the statistics, it's interesting that according to a 2023 survey, the marriage rate in the United States has decreased by 60% over the past 50 years. And you say, well, why is that? Well, young adults feel less pressure to marry today. Two-thirds of single Americans say they don't feel the pressure from their family to get married, so they're living single, but maybe not so much, if you know what I mean. There's increased acceptance of premarital cohabitation. More people are accepting premarital cohabitation. We see it. You see it in your neighborhoods, don't you? You see it, well, we see it in the church. And yet the facts are very clear. The American Family Survey in 2023 found that the belief that marriage is essential is declining in this country, which is a sad thing. And of course, one other thing the research shows, modern society, career aspirations and choices, these put pressures on anything that we might refer to as traditional. And I'll tell you, we don't like traditional today in our culture, do we? You know, in fact, I was reading a study, I think it was a Pew Research study last night, that was saying that what's happening is those who are, quote, religious, still hold to a value that marriage matters, but those who are irreligious or non-religious in the none category, not so much. So marriage is under attack, and yet we know every research study shows, I mean, everything I've ever seen and read in my profession is very clear that marriage has so many positive benefits when it's done right. Better health, better for the kids, better for life, everything. So this is not an indictment on those of you who are single, by the way, because God has a great calling for singles today too. But the question is, what is your view of marriage? What is our view of marriage? And I think much of what I have seen is that so many of you, and I've talked to you all around the country, you saw such a lousy example of marriage the way you were raised, it kind of skews and scars your view of how marriage is supposed to work. Just like one caller here at Intentional Living told me one time, the reason I like listening is because you kind of tell me what's normal, biblically normal, what the Bible teaches, and that's why we're here. So I tell you what, I'm going to give you a phone number in a moment. This is community. We're live. We're all here together. I want you all who are married to call and tell me one thing that you're doing to make kind of overcome the trap of letting your marriage fall into the ditch. Maybe it's been there and you got it back out. But what's one thing that's been helping you, one thing that's been encouraging to you, one thing that you do in your marriage? Because we got some people listening today who are just waiting to get some hope. And I want you to tell them what you've learned that will encourage them. One thing. Okay, let's go. Phone lines open now. You ready, Stephen? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. And we only get about 20 minutes left, so let's go. And we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. All right, let's get to our first caller.
So the biggest thing that we have learned in our marriage, and we've been together for 19 years, and I have to tell you that marriage is hard work, and it is a roller coaster. And you have your ups and downs in your marriage, but we have learned to let go of resentment. to not let the transgressions of yesterday come into today with us. And that has changed our relationship tremendously.
You know, when we thank you very much, Carmen, for that call, because here's what we hear. When I talk to people in my conferences and I talk to people around the country about marriage, there are some very research-based things that clearly point out what kind of whacks us in the kneecap when it comes to marriage, and resentment is one of them. When you hold on to something from the past. You know, my wife Donna and I have been married more years than probably we can count. And there'd be a lot of times that Donna could hang on to resentment of stupid things I've done if she wanted to and chose to. But, you know, she hurts herself. She would hurt our marriage. And she doesn't do that. And I don't do that. Jennifer, you don't do that. We don't do that. It's easy to do, though, isn't it? We can hang on to it. Because it's hard for us to see that, like I say, we judge ourselves always by our good intentions, but others by what we expect. And when an expectation is not being met, it creates a problem. Lines are jammed. You all want to join in, get a busy signal, try again, give us a call, because I want you on this show and the recorded one afterward at 888-888-1717. Need your help. One thing that's helped you in your marriage.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I was a cheating spouse, and the way I was living intentionally about letting my spouse know where I was, what I was doing, basically let her know where I was 24/7, and now I've got her trust back, and it took probably 8 years.
The intentional journey is a difficult road where men and women work and pray hard in order to experience God-honoring relationships. You can encourage thousands to start and maintain their journey when you keep the message of intentional living with Dr. Randy Carlson on the air. Become a monthly member today at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you do, you're making a difference. And during this month of April, we have a very special gift we've been getting out to you. It's my book, my latest book, the one I wrote on hijacked emotions, how to experience freedom from hijacked emotions. Overcoming anger, worry, fear, the emotions that are so negative in our life. We have a workbook with it and a video set that goes along with it that you can, there's a QR code you can download there online. So when you join us in monthly support, you know your dollar a day helps a lot. I just set up that out because it's, we all kind of wonder, we don't have any set amount, but a dollar a day would go a long ways from a lot of people. A little bit from a lot of people puts us over the top, my friend Mel Johnson used to say, and that's true. And so come join us. We'd love to get that to you, plus access to all of our teaching materials when you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, the lines are jammed here. Let's go. Al, you're first in California.
Okay.
Hi there. What's your one thing?
Yeah, this is Al in Paso Robles, California. My one thing I found with my spouse, been married a total of 18 years, is for me to go ahead and pray with her. Mm. For us to pray, and we have somebody that mediates and is basically refereeing our relationship. It helps out a lot.
Well, two things then. You're saying you pray with your spouse.
Yeah.
What's the refereeing thing? You mean you have someone that you like counseling?
Well, with the scripture, with the Bible. So in other words, it's not me telling her what to do, and it's not her telling me what to do. We go to Ephesians and what I'm supposed to do as a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband. We go to the Bible to referee our relationship. Oh. So it allows it me not to point fingers at her, her not to point fingers at me, and for it the Bible to be calling the shot.
Yeah, as long as when you go to the scripture, you're not picking all the verses or the guys love and then the women are picking all the verses the women like. We're getting the whole counsel of God on the whole thing, right?
Yes. And then also listen to your spouse.
Yeah.
And whatever your spouse feels, that's how they feel. If they feel hurt by it, if you don't think it's a big deal, that's not the point. They think it's a big deal. We need to address it.
Oh, amen to that, brother. I agree. Here's a verse for everybody on marriage. Ephesians 5:21. Be mutually submissive. Did you know that was in the Bible, guys? Be mutually submissive one to another out of obedience to Christ, really. All right, very good. Let's go. Terry, you're next. Georgia, how are you?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Terrific. Thank you. What's your one thing?
One thing for us is communication. We've been married for 47 years, and we make time every day to just sit down and communicate, talk to each other about our day. During the day, we make a list of what we call couch talk. So when I get home, I'm actually on my way home now, and when I get there, we'll sit down on the couch, and my wife will talk to me about her day and items of couch talk, and I'll tell her things about my day, and we've just always communicated. It may turn into family discussions or financial discussions or whatever, but every day we make time for each other to just sit and talk.
So what do you do when those difficult topics come up?
We sit and talk. And you know, until we can come up with a solution, or we just pray. You know, a lot of the difficult topics come up. The only option that we have to do is to pray together and say, God, we're going to lay it in your hands and let you take care of it.
That's good. You said 47 years. You're on your way to the big 5-0.
That's right.
And stay at it, my friend. All right. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your call from Georgia today. Communication. And I asked him the question, what do you do with difficult topics? Because it's easy to talk about the weather, the kids' lunches, who's picking up the kids after school, what time do you have to be at the doctor appointment? Those kind of things can be sort of routine. But when we get the big topics, like he said, money or whatever it could be, that you keep talking. You keep talking. What happens is so often with communication, we shut down because an expectation is not being met, or we feel threatened in the process by our spouse. And that's why it's so important when we communicate. As the Bible says, want to be biblical here, the Bible says be swift listeners and slow speakers. And that's a lot of wisdom from a long time ago that speaks to the contemporary couple today. All right, how do you keep your marriage going? You can join us, 888-888-1717. You get a busy signal, just hang up, dial back. We'll get you on here. Darlene is in New Mexico. Hi there, how are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you doing today?
I'm terrific. Go right ahead. What's your one thing?
My one thing is when we took our vows for better or for worse, that really kind of stuck to me. And so in all the times that we've gone through rough times or whatever, I just kind of go back to my marriage vows and disbelieving. And then my husband and I got saved probably about 24 years ago, and we've been married for 50 years, and we got saved 24 years ago. We were Catholics before, and ever since then, it's just been amazing, just amazing to get to know Christ as our Lord and Savior. And every time we, you know, are discussing something, you know, and we start talking like, you know, just like everyday worldly people or conversations, it's like, wait a minute, you know, we go back to God's word and say, well, you know, that's not what God said. So we've learned how to include God in our conversations and also to communicate with each other. That's one big thing that is very important.
If I'm reading between the lines here, Darlene, it sounds like you've had a few bumps in your marriage getting here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. We've gone through a lot of bumps growing up, being so young, getting married and just living back in the 70s, 80s, you know, which rough time for us. But we stuck it out.
Yeah.
We stuck it out, and because I believed in my marriage vows.
Any regrets that you stuck it out?
No, no, none at all. Because I just can't imagine life without him.
All right, Darlene, thank you. God bless you. I ask the questions because you may be right now thinking I'm ready to bail out of this thing. And you may even have a reason for it. And I know there's sometimes there are reasons that happens. I understand that in marriage. But I also know in a culture in which we live today, if two people can get their heads and hearts wrapped around, we want to make this marriage work, and they make some changes, they can make that thing work. You can make it work. You can do that. And I know you're only half of that equation, but you're half of the equation. And so it's how you as an individual choose to live in that relationship makes a difference. That's why great counseling, great biblical teaching, getting help for yourself is so important in the process. All right. We're talking about one thing you've done in your marriage. We see marriage on the decline. What encouragement do you have based on how you're doing to help some couple, somebody today who's struggling? Michelle, I guess she dropped from Georgia, but she said communicate all day long, which sort of echoes what we heard a few minutes ago from Terry, also from Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, let me go to Diane, who's in Middle Georgia. Hi, Diane. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's your one thing?
I would say my one thing is to not take offense, to just stop being so easily offended. It's made a huge difference for me.
Was that something you wrestled with?
I'm a highly sensitive person, which I feel like is a curse sometimes. Yeah. And I do tend to be so sensitive to anything that I would interpret as criticism when it's, my husband's just more black and white, you know, we're opposite, and they say opposites attract. And I have the gift of mercy, and he has more of the gift of like prophecy or something, not mercy.
Anything but mercy.
Yeah, there's not many of us, I guess, that have that gift. But I guess it goes with being sensitive. But I've learned just to stop being so offended. And one of the best books I've ever read is called The Bait of Satan. Huh. It's an excellent book about being offended. And people nowadays are so easily offended at anything. Yeah. But we've been married 23 years, and it's taken some time for me to learn this lesson. But
well, how have you learned it? How do you handle it now when your natural mercy-driven life says, I'm going to be offended? What do you do?
I just get over it. I just stop thinking that way, and I just get over it. And I start agreeing with him and try to think like he does, more practical, more black and white. And I'll just say, you know, you're right. You're right about that. That's the way I need to look at it or something, you know. And it just keeps us both from being offended at each other. I just start trying to see it through his eyes.
All right. Well, let me speak to your husband.
And I've become more agreeable.
Let me speak to your husband, though, and other men or women who don't have the gift of mercy and married to someone who has not only mercy but a sensitive spirit. We have to be careful in how we communicate. In other words, we need to be responsible as well for half of the equation. It should not be our goal or even unconscious outcome to be offensive to our spouse. And so being aware of the fact to be able to say to your spouse, can I share something with you? Getting permission or getting feedback on how we're being received is a really important thing. What you're showing with your call, Diane, is maturity to say, life's too short, and I just choose not to pick up every offense that I could.
Yes, we are in our 60s now, and I think it is that way. You pick your battles. There are battles that you thought were just so big before, they don't matter as much the older you get. You
Amen.
Know? Other things are more important. And like I said, that book, The Bait of Satan, just is a really good book that really helped me understand about getting so offended, you know.
Well, maybe some others would be interested in reading that. The Bait of Satan has helped Diane when it comes to this thing of offense, how we can easily pick it up. And at the same time, a reminder, we got to be careful not to lay it down, because we can be offensive in the way we communicate. We got to be careful of that. All right. Let's take a quick break. Phone lines are jammed. Well, as soon as you get a busy signal, just, you know, call back in a minute or two, because we're going to carry on after the bottom of the hour for the rest of the hour and take your calls. If you tell us one thing that you're doing that you want to share with others that's been helping you, maybe we can encourage someone to stay in the marriage they're in, or if they're contemplating getting married, to really seek God and know that it can be challenging to do a marriage right, but it's also a great blessing. 888-888-1717. Come join us.
I turn on intentional living with my husband, and just whatever has come up that day have just been spot on to what we were going through at that moment.
Intentional living with Dr. Randy Carlson made a difference in Felicia's life and marriage. And when you give, you help people like Felicia live an intentional life for Christ.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to content from Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give now and get Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings whenever you want.
To give and receive these life-changing resources, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, I hope you do that. We appreciate each of you who have done exactly that. You've called or gone online. We see that and we appreciate it. Your faithful support matters. Those of you already on the auto giving program, thank you for your faithfulness. I hope you're enjoying all our online teaching. Access to that's available. If you haven't gotten the password, make sure you let us know, because you should have gotten the email. When you join us in support, you'll receive that. Plus, right now, as you become a monthly member, well, make sure you receive my latest book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, along with the workbook and the QR code. Takes you to the videos for each of the chapters. Pretty cool. We'll get it to you. A way of saying thanks and to encourage you as well, you can call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, or go online to theintentionallife.com. All right. Justin is in New Mexico. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Hi, sir. How are you?
Good. What's your one thing for marriage?
So the number one thing that I can think of is marriage is challenging. It's going to come with its adversities. Do not go behind your partner's back to your family over issues in the home, such as finances. Things like that. I always believe that you have to be transparent with your partner, even if it hurts. It's better to, you know, this is a phrase that says, I'd rather slap someone with the truth than kiss them with a lie. Whenever you're looking at your partner, be honest with your words.
Yeah, absolutely. You're more gentle than I would be on that. I would say, Justin, if you go behind the back of your spouse and draw your parents or family into your problems in your marriage, that is pure disobedience to God's word, and it's a destructive force that will come into your marriage. Have you experienced that in your marriage?
Early on, We were young, about 23, 24, whenever we met, and getting on our feet, it was really, really challenging. Very broken, dysfunctional homes we both came from. And whenever her and I weren't agreeing on things, you know, it was very easy to want to go to your parents for advice. But whenever you noticed you were going to your parents for advice, you were criticizing your partner, and I was criticizing my wife, and my wife was doing the same, and we allowed the devil to get a foothold in our marriage.
How did it affect you early on there? How did it affect your relationship?
We were broken. Let me rephrase that. We weren't broken. We were breaking. And it finally came to a point where I said, enough is enough. You know, if we need to come together on this issue. And if I have a problem, I promise I will not go to my family. I will come to you. We have a unity between you, me, and God.
That's right. And that's a key. Yeah. And how are you guys doing now?
I've never been happier. I am a blessed man. And, you know, it saved our marriage.
All right, Justin, you're the man. Listen, we heard a lot of great stuff today, but I got to say, Justin just put the bow on it today. Yeah. You get outside your marriage and gossip, bring in your family and do all that kind of stuff. I mean, now that doesn't mean your family is not supportive and you keep involved with your family and in prayer, but the key is whatever you do, it's leaving and cleaving, right? That's what the Bible says, really doing that. And when that doesn't happen, there are major problems in marriage, period. All right, tell you what, let's reopen the phone lines here. We're going to wrap up in a moment or two. Love to have you be a part of the ongoing discussion this next half hour after we go off the air. Same question. Marriages are on the decline. Don't blame people when they see what's going on. What's one thing that's helping you help someone else? 888-888-1717.
I have a shop that I'm working in, and I listen to you a lot while I'm working. And last month, when you had the 30 days, I heard quite a few of those. And so I started thinking about what it is that causes issues between my wife and I. And a lot of it is that she wants my time. She wants to spend time with me doing things. And those things don't have to be things I necessarily enjoy doing. But I've made it the practice of each morning asking her, what thing is there today that you want us to do together? And it could be anything from going to dinner to working in her garden and pulling weeds or cleaning the pool or just whatever, but it's something that she gets to decide what it is we're going to get to do together that day. It's made a tremendous difference in our attitude to one another, and our love is just more evident.
That's great. Hey, what a great way to wrap up the show today. Facebook friends, thank you for joining us. And again, you have access to the whole world. Your friends that you have, can you share with them? Yeah, you can share with them. I hope you will today. Tell them to tune in. Listen, if you know that they could be encouraged for their marriage, you can become an ambassador of this intentional living ministry and God's message of intentional living through your friends more than I can ever do. And so I hope you'll share that. Or if you have a question or comment for me, you can post it. Here at the radio side, we're going to continue on with the discussion. The phone line will remain open. We're going to record these for the show that'll air tomorrow. If you have a question or if you want to join in and just say, hey, here's one thing for our marriage to help another couple, give me a call, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy for Jennifer, Gino, and Stephen. God bless you. Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.